say what he did. No, sir, he didn't. This was, because he gave me that material on Mile City.
And he gave it to them and asked them to reply, treasury, and...
Oh, yes, sir.
Very,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I sent it to you this afternoon. You probably didn't see one, because they came back and she wasn't sure that you saw it. A reply on Mile City, a very detailed reply prepared by Ramsey Clark, and they were right. Secretary Dillon has gone over with him, all of the many, and left it with him on the basis that all parties put in. He insisted, of course, that the obligation he made to the treasury to do that.
Well, I want him to do it, work it out. I don't want to be involved in court. So he's not dealt with, and I understand it.
Yes, sir. I have the letter on my desk now, what he said, that very thing. He wants to leave it up to you. He said to see you about this. This is the Lloyd issue, the name of Secretary Brooks.
I talked to him about the possibility, but after that, I spent a long time talking to this guy. He didn't give a letter to me here. I got the his boss to get him $30,000, and several stayed a year, and told me to get 24. I got the wood for my jump in it for myself.
I think Secretary Russell, I think it was, that this would put him on the level of assistant secretary rather than
more than my ideas. It's a mistake. It's just a mistake. I don't think that I
President, Mr. Moyes would like to bring the disability message in for you to sign.
Good morning.
All right, sir.
What would you like me to do about
the next year,
Mr. President?
I don't know.
Do
you know what shape
the
they've got in
hospital and
they've
wrapped
out there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and I'll get this letter that Nancy has.
Thank you. the one part that is in this recommendation that is not in the Senate action is involved the electoral college. Truth of the matter is, FI's committee has come up with probably is the best set of recommendations that could have been achieved.
I think so.
Does Congress have to select the vice president?
They, under this proposal, they would confirm your choice or not confirm your choice. They would have to pass on.
No, they confirm Humphrey's choice. Humphrey's state of faith.
Humphrey died, he would nominate someone to be ratified by the Congress.
A majority of each house.
I'm sure, not two-thirds.
Not two-thirds.
Was it two-thirds written? Somebody had it two-thirds?
It's probably considered two-thirds. They put it in both houses, it's a majority vote now. I don't think Bias ever had a two-thirds vote.
No,
it makes too restrictive on the president.
Simply require that the electors within the state have to vote with the candidate who gets the majority. Yes.
This will preclude your uninstructed delegations and your electorate voting like the field rather than like the state voted. It also eliminates the hiatus problem that you were worried about between the elections. His role to your administration is so terrible for me. And I'm convinced in my heart it's better to administrate a hospital thing just to manifest something bigger. Someone happens. And it's so important to you to have his loyalty, his friendship, his help. I think we need to talk with him personally, just reason with him. And he doesn't have I think he's really terribly upset about it. Still upset. Apparently, the last time I talked to the entire team yesterday afternoon, like he said that he had gone over and talked to the Mansfield game about it. The Mansfield was still very hurt and was afraid about it. So it is a serious thing. I stand for not so much for just these things, although the employees themselves are terrible. Back down or something, it'll be about the last good, effective, efficient economy we can make. We don't know how to stop these things. You're right. The majors have all come out in support of it. Even some of the papers in the locality are most effective, like Will Department's
winning. Hello.
He wanted to come see me, and I'm mad at him. He wants to come see me. Now, I don't know enough about the facts. What should I tell him to do? Try to talk to see if he wants to sit down and talk to the driver about it?
Well, the driver's up there several times. But either driver or get somebody like Bill Moyer to put a brief on him. I think that it's me is your personal relationship. He knows the facts. The driver's gone over the facts with him. For him to talk further with the driver, just takes it further from you, and it looks like he's trying to shove the problem to somebody else.
Well, what he's going to do is, I imagine, to just demand that I revoke the order, which I have to say no to.
Well, I think time helps. You could say it to me. I'll get a best man to look at it. But I think driver's right. Get fresh people. So I put Bill Moyers under whoever you choose. So I have to look at it with perfect objectivity. Go through a complete